Thanks. Hi, my name is Zoltan. I just want to recognize a few people who have inspired me in the past. I did 12 years in prison. I learned about Prisoner's Justice Day in 1987. Since then, there hasn't been too many August 10ths where I was on the street and I could actually attend one of these occasions. But I want everybody to recognize and memorialize Ruth Morris, who was an anti-prison activist, long-term, fought for prisoners' rights in Canada. Her death followed that of Claire Culhane, who I ask everybody to remember. She's probably one of the most well-known anti-prison activists in Canada who actually spent time in the BC pen during a riot there in support of prisoners. I want everybody to think about one thing, because I spent a lot of time in that place and in that place, and it's the deepest, darkest hole you could ever be in your life. Regardless of what you did, you're still a human being. The people in there are people. When you're in that darkness all alone, and especially on a day like August 10th, when you know we're remembering people who died unnecessarily in prisons. I'm talking about people who died of HIV because of criminal medical neglect, people who died because they fought against the system, people who died because they had medical problems that the government didn't feel like paying for, and that I consider criminal. In any event, I ask everybody to think about the fact that those people inside know that we're out here. And regardless of where you are in this whole wide world, Prisoner's Justice Day is now an international event, due to people like Paul Copeland, Elda Thomas, Claire Culhane, Ruth Morris, Don White's the anti-prison activist, or anti-psychiatric activist I saw here. I want everybody to know that the people inside there know that we're out here, and that gives them just a little bit more heart to survive. Because I want to say one thing to what you said. What has happened is it's gotten worse. There are three people sleeping in every one of those cells in that place that was built for one person. Some of them have four. There are people dying, like you say, 200. That in itself, compared to the people who die in the community, is a horrendous, if you know statistics about how people die and why people die, 200 people dying in Canadian prisons unnecessarily is horrendous. In any event, I want you to know that all the people inside there know that you people are here, because we've sent them the information over the years, and I commend you all for coming out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's make sure that they hear us right now. If they haven't heard us yet, let's make some noise.